This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the kick drill. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Again, the last 10 versus the FCC of 2018 coming up. And yes, bad jokes. And we'll tell you what happened at the holiday party. Right after emails on our question, how did you or someone else get the final FU? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Pat. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. My story is that I'm a process server, and a guy assaulted me when I was serving him papers, and took me a while to get the police to have him charged. But when they finally got around to doing it, the prosecutor told me they'd get a hold of me and let me know what was going on. But, of course, Norm Mailing's office being what it was, they never did. And so the guy got a slap on the wrist for assaulting me, which kind of pissed me off, and I smoldered for a few months. And then a friend of mine who's an amateur astronomer, basically, I'll call him, had a big telescope. And we set it up on this guy's porch next to his business office through the window. And we read all the bank accounts off and wrote down the information, the account numbers and everything. And then I figured out who had judgments against him. And I went to each collection agency or attorney's office that had judgments against him and gave them all the information. And they're asking me, who is this? And I said, you don't need to know. And so then most of them went and stripped the guy's bank accounts clean. And, well, there you go. I got the last laugh.
Okay. That's high-tech stuff.
I'm glad that's how it ended. I thought you were about to admit to, like,
right,
bank
fraud. Right, I took his info.
I took his info and all his money.
Yeah, me and Ted gave each other the look like, dude, we don't need the FBI
smoking
to visit
up.
Us.
Smoking
right. Listen, it has happened before
and
that
this
people...
Was before they changed... They hadn't changed the laws yet.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Based on your job, though, how many people, I'm sure everyone has threatened to assault you, but is that the only time you actually got assaulted?
Oh, no. I've been assaulted probably about 20, 30 times, people, or at least attempted.
Well,
and I've had people come after me with a chainsaw, an axe.
What are you normally giving them paperwork for? Divorce?
Just rinky-dink debts. Divorce papers get people really happy. Just anything you could think of, you would sue somebody for not getting paid.
Now wait, when you go to serve the papers, do you have to identify what the papers are about, or do you just say, hey, you're getting served?
I usually say, hey, you're getting served, but I try to do it nicely and politely, and if they ask me, I'll pop them open and give them sort of a little quick tutorial of how to look over it really quickly and see what it is, you know, because most people aren't expecting, and it comes out like a bolt out of the blue, and it's kind of scary.
Well, sure.
You know, so yeah, so sure, I'll be nice. If you're nice, I'll be nice, and most people are actually really cool.
Have you ever been?
Well, most people probably understand it's not you that you're just
right.
Literally delivering
most
it.
Most people understand that, but usually, like in a divorce case, they think I'm like friends with their wife or something, or I know them, and I know nobody.
Have you ever been propositioned when you're handing in divorce? You have been?
Yes.
To get back at it?
Except several times. I've been doing it 26 years.
What is the appeal
like
of the
that
job?
Son of a bitch, come in here and take your pants off right now. I'm getting back at him. Like the final FU. You
know? Almost exactly those words.
So what is it about your job that you like? I feel like after I get chased by an axe or a chainsaw a few times, get beat up 20 times on one job, and I'm not a professional fighter, it just seems to me I might want to do something else.
I used to once be a professional fighter, so...
Okay, all right, next best
I've got
thing.
That in my back pocket.
Do you think your job... Is your job more dangerous, or is it being a repo man?
Oh, repo man's far more dangerous.
Okay.
I'm really good at diffusing situations. I don't get into fights hardly ever. And I'm nice to everybody. So, you know, it's kind of off-putting when you're really angry and going to get after somebody, and here they are trying to help you out and tell you what's going on. And
no, those are my favorite people to assault.
And you're not jumping in their car and peeling off out of the driveway.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, I have peeled out in a couple driveways because I had to, but I don't hang out and fight. I just leave.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, probably the thing to do.
Mm-hmm. I'd have bear mace on me or something. How did you or someone else get the final FU 844-999-OLA?
Like you took it to 11 real quick. Bear mace.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that regular crap.
The stuff they use on Amazon employees.
Look, I agree with Miles on this. I don't know much about the whole world of that, but I'm like, man, give me the thing that's guaranteed to work, mm-hmm. right? So if they have dinosaur mace, then that's what I want to take if I'm going to see bears. I want bear mace if I deal with people. I want people mace if I'm dealing with babies.
Dude, I went to a sporting event once, and it was in Seattle. And this couple next to me, they're kind of drunk. And the girl's like, you guys are such peas down here in Seattle. And I was like, what's up? She's like, they wouldn't even let me in with my bear mace. It's like, why do you have bear mace at a sporting event?
Well, it's more just so we don't allow bears in the stadiums here.
Yeah, that's all.
That's the first rule that we have, right? Unless you play for the Chicago Bears, we don't let bears in the stadium.
She was legit pissed.
Just gonna bring her bear mace in.
Mm-hmm.
She has a lot of disappointment in her future, right? You know, like they're gonna be that way on the plane. Anytime that someone searches you to go in somewhere, you're gonna be pissed off.
Big gay men are attracted to me.
Right?
How did you or someone else get the final FU 844-999-OLA?
That would be funny if that's what bear mace was.
It smells like cheap cologne.
I'm irresistible.
Right. Smells like cologne from Kmart. Yeah. Drives.
I only live in this neighborhood. Stay away.
I smell like sweaty leather.
Covers up in a white belt after Labor Day. Hauling down the street.
Bear mace.
Golfers.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, on my senior year, this kid wouldn't really leave me alone. He liked my girlfriend, and so he just was spreading rumors all about me. So I went to go fight him. He backed down after saying, oh, he's going to beat me up and stuff. And so I turn around. He pulls a gun on me.
Oh, high school. So, you know what? I remember those days.
Sadly, I do.
Yeah, I do.
Like, that was... that is what happened.
But tell me, if you would have had a gun...
A week later, me and my buddies had already our senior trip planned, and we were going to Las Vegas. Well, his mom worked at the Bunny Ranch, so nice. I ended up going and sleeping with his mom.
Yeah. No way.
I like that move. But, you know, she makes it available, so it's
Would it have been the girl that you would have picked, or was this strictly on the premise of just the getting the vendetta?
The vendetta.
And how did she, was his mom attractive?
Decent, yeah.
Okay, I would have to assume so if she's working.
She's working there, yeah. Yeah. Welcome to our ugly section.
And this guy knows who his dad is, I'm assuming.
No.
I didn't think so.
How many times did you sleep with her? Just the one time?
Just the once.
Did you tell him?
He found out right as I was walking by him because I told everyone because I wanted to get the revenge. So
now were you?
What happened to the girlfriend?
Yeah, did he break you and your girlfriend up?
No.
So you were still with the girlfriend
when you slept with his mom.
When you slept with his mom.
No, we broke up on just different terms. We were better off.
Okay.
All right.
I was going to say, man, oh, man, she's very understanding. Listen, man, baby, I love you, but I'm going to go F Jim's mom because Jim keeps talking to her. So if you're cool, man, this isn't about you, baby. I want to do horrible things to her.
When you go to the mom, well, man, that's a different level.
But she made herself available. It's not seduced her over dinner and all this crap. Like, dude, she works there for that person.
You seduced you in 20s.
I think anytime you go family members, it's tough.
Sure. But I mean, that's like me saying, yeah, I bought meat from your mom. Like, well, she's a butcher at Safeway. Like, she's there for that purpose. Still kind of.
I get it, but for the son, that's still got to be annoying. Like, you know what your mom does, but you don't want your friends being like, yep, I was up.
And your mom does what? Okay. Yeah. All right.
I know where you came from. How did you or someone else get the final FU? 844-999-OLA.
You ain't got no fit.
I was in your hometown.
You ain't got no guts because your mom got them all. I seen them.
All up in them guts.
Right?
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I told Mike a story, and I'm going to tell you guys the exact same story. Did you throw a chair?
No,
he's nah, no chairs thrown for that.
He's calm. He's
damn
calm.
It. All right, so I work in the office, and we have an outside guy that comes in and cleans the janitor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's constantly taking stuff out of our refrigerator. We know it's him. I'm like the first guy there. And the people leave stuff in there the night before I come in, and it's gone. You know, people will come in and be like, damn it, he stole my stuff again. So I talked to him a couple times. I'm like, man, you got to stop doing this. And he said, I'm not doing it. So one day I was like, screw this. So I made an X-Lax sandwich. And I went in and checked, and it was gone. About an hour or two later, this dude's in the bathroom like Dumb and Dumber, just blowing it out.
How did you make the X-Lax? Was that peanut butter and jelly, or how did you mix it?
Peanut butter, yeah. Exactly, peanut butter and jelly, and just mashed up a bunch of X-Lax and put it in there. So I don't know if he could taste it or not, but when he was in there, I just said, hey, man, you know, I told you to quit messing with the stuff. And he's like, I'm so sorry, I'll never do it. And he hasn't done it again.
About how many X-Lax do you think you crushed into the one sandwich?
It was like five or six.
And then what do you take? What, one?
It's just
at
five
time,
or
I
six,
guess?
Dude. Just five.
Well, think, like, how many do you
one.
Take at a time? Is it just one?
Typically one. If you're really backed up, you could take two, I guess. But they're really tiny, though.
No, I, so yeah, but really when you make tiny, pills that make, small, I feel say, like, man, you don't want as many.
Yes. Get the chocolates.
I want them to taste as bad as is humanly possible.
But he kept denying it anyway until he did eat that sandwich and did go in there and blow it up.
Oh, man, it was horrible. I mean, I walked in and heard it and just called out his name and said, dude, I told you. And he's like, oh, so sorry, I'll never do it again.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I'm pooping.
What'd you have for lunch? X-Lax sandwich. I'm not hungry.
I like the chocolate. What the hell is wrong with you? Man, I got a sweet tooth. Started eating X-Lax. Next thing you know, night went downhill.
Still to come, bad jokes on the way. The last 10 versus the FCC. We've got profile this on the way as well. And don't forget, we'll let you know exactly what went down at the holiday party that we had here last night.
It's just stupid.
Dumbest thing that we've ever heard an individual do at a party in front of a group of other people. It's amazing. That and your emails from the Men's Room and mensroomlive.com coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes on the way. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
I think what we're going to do is just do the birthdays. That way we can get to what happened at the holiday party. So we'll just jump right into these. Hi, guys. My birthday is December 25th. Since you will never be there on my day, can you wish me a happy birthday today? If you find the holiday spirit and grant my request, can I get a kid fish sandwich, a suck it up cupcake, blah, blah, blah. Thanks. Bless you. That from the 1960 Christmas baby.
No.
I'm sorry. Ted has begged for years for us just to sing every birthday song for him one time.
You should hear the pathetic messages
he
leaves.
Like, come on.
Drunk every Christmas.
Whatever. Come on.
Just sing the song.
Love it.
Just sing it.
Never going to get it.
Hey, it's Ted. I didn't hear the song again.
Yeah.
I'm broken. I'm a falling to a tree.
Guys, it's Patricia and Justin's birthday today and also our anniversary. That's right. Justin was smart and knocked it all out in one day. This year we're celebrating in lovely Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Can we please have turtle wax with a Leroy Jenkins and the Paws? Bless you. Thanks, guys. Much appreciated. That from PB.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Guys, I would like to send a birthday wish to my son. He is 18 today. Can I get you guys talking all over each other about video gaming? And maybe a happy birthday in German from Robin. Thanks, guys. That from Robin in Monroe.
Well, as far as video,
I do a lot of games, man.
It's more like
a
fall in Jerusalem. It's more like a fall.
Kick your ass.
You got to go back ways. You got more
involved.
Not that
receiver that won two Heisman.
Hi, guys, I would like to wish my buddy Bob, stationed overseas in Japan, a happy birthday. He's turning old. Can you get him a Leroy Jenkins and a Suck It Up cupcake? Thanks, guys. Happy birthday, Bob. That from Pat.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
So, Suck It Up cupcake!
Want to wish a happy 27th birthday to one of my favorites, Carmen at the Murray Yard in KCMO Taylor. Could you guys give me your penis is too small and the dirty Germans talking about working on the railroad? Thanks, guys. That from Morgan.
Yeah, it's funny you should bring up the railroad as if you bend over. I want to railroad that ass.
Yeah, my favorite thing about the railroad So I like the old school ones. It's just two dudes pumping and pumping and pumping.
Yeah, I will take the caboose.
Yeah, and I'll have that little stick over my shoulder with my clothes tied in it nicely.
Yeah, it's just a sack.
Yeah, I come with three sacks that day.
Only gentlemen in a while,
I guess four. Still brought his clothes too.
Today is my brother Adam's 28th trip around the ball, Fire in the Sky. I introduced him to the men's room a few years ago, and he listens to you guys every day out in the great state of Rhode Island while on a forced retirement from a foot injury. Amazing brother, best uncle, all-around great guy. A guy like that deserves
amazing
some
brother.
Of the dirtiest Germans.
Tyler Perry's new movie.
From Thrill and Ted and maybe Wobbin reminding him to have the frog lick the boat staff. Thanks, guys, and Wobbin. Love the show. That from Justin.
Yeah. When you undo your pants, that is the boat staff. The frog is anyone whose mouth will work.
Yes, you know, it's one time I heard a story about somebody taking a frog and placing it there.
Yeah.
It was Kermit.
Yeah. So licking your boat staff mit dein Frog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kermit, you sexy little frog.
Yeah, Kermit likes his hands just where they are.
Turns out it is easy when he's green.
Today marks my 36th successful trip around the sun. To honor this achievement, I'd like to hear, Obama telling me to drop the beat, an owl hitting the window, followed by the dirty Germans talking about their awesome weekend plans, since I'm stuck going into work both days. Thanks, guys. That from Matt.
Drop the beat.
Yeah, my birthday plans involve you, and we will form the number for our cheerleading squad, 6-9.
Yeah, truth be told, this German's gonna watch some MMA fights and wait for a new couch on Sunday.
Nice, finally coming.
Oh man, I am so pumped.
Microwave too?
Damn it, Montgomery.
Guys, my boyfriend Adam turned 36, and I just want to tell him that we love him. And a happy birthday. Thank you, guys. That from Erica. Guys, my fiance Mark's 55th birthday today. He listens to your show every day, and I know he would really like to hear the dirty Germans talking about what he's going to find in his Christmas stocking this year. Thanks, guys. That from Lisa.
Yeah, this is simple. When you look in your stocking, you shall see my penis.
Yeah, so a couple vanilla frosted balls.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you, birthday. Okay, I do have time for just a couple more. These are nice. Can we get decent ones here? Oh yeah, I forgot about the sponsors. Yas, a dirty German, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage, available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, Men's Room Live.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Well, you can always you can step in for Axel if they ever need a replacement there.
Oh, dude, always, yeah. They know that. What you do is pretend you're deflating.
Here's a nice email. We have a nice email. It says, guys, I've been fortunate to live in the area of this country that produce some truly great radio shows, and I would like to thank you for the terrific show that you put out each and every day. Even when you mail in the show, it is unbeatable. Growing up in L.A., there was KMET, the Mighty Met, introduced me to album rock and away from AM pop. Then moved to San Francisco and Alex Bennett on KMEL and KQAK. The parade of comedians, personalities, and his mother was a real joy. Came up here in 1990, found Bob Rivers, Don and Mike, Opie and Anthony. It is said that you never know that you are in the Halcyon days. Halcyon days?
Halcyon.
Halcyon days. I don't even know those days till they're over. I disagree, and what your team brings to the airwaves each and every day is must-listen radio, and the only time the radio is on in my work truck. I hope you guys have many more years, enjoy your much-earned time off, and see you at the next Red Festival. That from our buddy Scott.
I'm pretty sure he meant that for the other radio show, Kent and Allen. Mm-hmm. You know how that
is. Oh, they retired,
but we
man.
Take any of their error emails, and if we're positive,
I just would be remiss if I didn't say we agree with them, and Don and Mike was a great show.
Yeah, God, one of my favorites. Not one of them.
And they were out of D.C. I mean, that was the morning show I grew up with.
So was Ken Allen. It was here for since the time we've been here and way before
That's great.
Let's see here, guys. Hey, all goofballs. I've been a
This one's for Ken Allen as well.
I've been a one-toothless person since second grade after getting it torn out by a German shepherd in the second grade.
Jeez.
I'm 52 now.
Is this from a Papillon?
Still front toothless. So I'll go with toothless on your men's room poll. Maybe later, bitches. Only guy is that from Paul, who listens down at Portland's Classic Rock 92.3 KGON.
Kagon.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we need to tell you before we get to Ted versus the FCC, and by the way, it is the last Ted versus the FCC of 2018. We'll get to that coming up here. But first, we need to tell you about an incident that happened at last night's holiday party. Steve, you had left, I guess, before this all went down.
Yeah, I went in for like an hour or so and, said hello to people, and they waited for me to leave so they could listen to Smash Mouth. That's my understanding, okay, and that is the spin I'm putting on it.
Wobbin Fox, she showed up, and she brought two delicious holiday treats. Both of them were fantastic. One actually won an award for
award-winning treats.
Award-winning, incredible thing, and from what we understand,
that was her stripper name, award-winning treats.
The party was pretty well just an overall success altogether. Now, at the end, what they do is this. They have a number of different prizes, little prizes, bigger prizes. Sometimes it's just, here's a pair of tickets to go check out the Thunderbirds, sure, whatever the deal is. You know, there's always something there. And what you do is you get a ticket when you go into the holiday party, and then at the very end, they have a drawing, and employees get a chance to win some pretty fabulous prizes.
Some of you know that as a raffle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's how I saw you two once.
For real?
Yeah, I won tickets at the holiday Christmas party.
You realize people spend like $300 to see you two. You won them at a party.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. So as the night goes on, the way they do it is the prizes, they get bigger, they get bigger, they get, and then you get to the end of the party, people are hammered, people are having a great time, they've eaten all they can eat, they stuffed their faces, they've toasted, they've done shots, they've drank it all the men's room as they can. And then, they have the grand prize. Now people wait in anticipation for that grand prize. This year, the grand prize was a party bus provided through Lion Pride Music. The value, $1,000. Keep in mind.
Shout out to Levi and Rick.
We here in the men's room. Lions Pride, they've done us so many good solids as far as, none of us in here drive.
Right.
So as far as when we need to get to,
drink a lot.
Because we need to get to Red Festival, we get a party bus from Lion Pride Music.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For now, we're going to go to Pain in the Grass. Those are the guys that we'll meet at the station. Everybody gets jump in the bus. There's a stripper pole in there. They've got refrigerators, places where you want to put whatever you need to put in there. It is a unbelievable experience. Now, what you need to know about them is they do have their own tours. Or you take that $1,000 voucher. Maybe you want to go and tour some breweries around the area. Hmm. Maybe you have a group of couples.
So it's just an open
one.
You get $1,000 of service on the party bus.
Service right. With Lion Pride Music. Party right. Bus. And you know their fleet.
I know them. Too well.
I'll tell you what. If you come in from out of town, they'll let you tour dispensaries. They'll let you tour all kinds of things. All right? So that's the kind of service that they're... You name it. You want to go to a bunch of different places, have a good time, not have to worry about driving? That's your ticket, right?
Yeah.
So at the end of the night...
And it is a party... And again, this is $1,000 worth of services...
Can I get a drum roll
on a party bus.
So at the end of the night...
Phil, hit him.
And now, the winner of the $1,000 party bus provided through Lion Pride Music is our own VD, Jason. Jason, come on up and get the prize. Come on up here. Hello. Oh, man.
You what deserve this.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's something.
Congratulations. You just won a $1,000 party bus from our good friends at Lion Pride Music. There's
great
a party
bowl. Buses.
Oh, my God. They have glasses. You can bring your drinks
in. We can go watch
there.
Christmas
you
lights.
You can do whatever you want.
You can do anything.
That sounds
you can
lovely.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything you want.
We can drive to the beach and back just to see the damn ocean.
Just to put our toes in and come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Drink the entire way.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about that? You feeling great about the prize?
Great. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
And so we got to ask, because we're all friends here.
Sure.
Those are large buses.
We're
thinking maybe we go West Seattle or maybe just do some brewery tours or
we could tailgate.
We can as many stops as we get in the time. We can absolutely do this. And I know that you love your friends. I mean, you can't just go there on by yourself. You got to take 20
sitting alone on party
every time we've been in that. Every time we've been in a party bus, it's been just a party. It's a rolling party bus, right?
Yes, of course.
They stop at clubs in my neighborhood. They hook people up on bachelorette parties.
You don't even have to get off the bus. That's the whole thing. Like, there's a party on the bus, and then, like, if you have to pee, then get off the bus.
Yeah,
but if you stay on the bus, you're still partying.
Yeah, the buses are so fun. I've hired them on my own.
Right.
So, we got to ask. Yeah. Now that we're getting at the end of the year, what are you thinking we should do? Where should we go? What do you think?
Well,
let's just be plain honest about this.
Mm-hmm.
Did not hear my name called. So there's a room chanting my name as I'm having a conversation at the bar.
Okay.
And so
I it's really exciting now.
Oh, yeah.
Can't you hear it in his voice?
Yeah. An entire room just chanting. I didn't know what was going on.
Jesus! Jesus!
Much like that.
Jesus!
Wow! Because they're excited about getting on his party bus.
Verified. Jason's on a party bus! Where are we going? Where are we going?
Verify the tickets.
Yeah.
Very exciting. I was walking away with the voucher in hand and ran into one of our co-workers here. And she said, hey, you know, I've got some passes to Pacific Science Center. And if you want, we could trade.
I'm sorry.
Not
tickets for the Pacific Science Center.
I like science. I like science a great deal.
He likes science.
I love science.
So and
I don't mind it.
I'm just trying. So,
yeah,
so
I mean, right.
You're offered these tickets and a right. trade, to which the response should be, that is funny.
Are you going
to
meet like the head scientist?
In my defense, and this sounds terrible, and I will live this. I will never outlive this day or last night. I did not know what that prize was.
It was $1,000.
I am aware of that today. I'm painfully aware of that from everyone who has come up to remind me and tear me to shreds about it all day today.
So let me get this:
how much it is?
You a party buzz?
Say, but who did you trade with?
Oh, Vicky from Vicky. BJ Mix.
Yeah.
Oh, me and Vicky are friends. I might be back.
Yeah. No.
All right. Okay.
Trust me. Trust
but
me.
You made this girl sign up.
When I tell
damn
you,
it, Jason!
You guys are all going to have a great time with Vicky because she's much better to hang out with than I am, as we all know.
Sure.
So
you traded.
She took you, dude.
$1,000.
I don't know if I really got took.
And yes,
party
you did.
It's fine,
Robin. What was the response in the room when this was this
when
announced?
This idiot.
Does anyone know what this happened?
No, this
standing
happened after
ovation.
I walked off,
like chanting his name. Sure. Everyone in our side of the bar was cheering.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And it was fun. He won the lottery or something, and he goes up.
He did.
We found out
he
what
did.
The prize was. I mean, it was easily the most valued prize the whole night.
Obviously.
To my knowledge.
No, it was. It was, it was. It was the top prize.
Right.
It was a lovely evening.
Yeah. And then you traded $1,000 in a party bus with a stripper pole.
Yep.
For two passes.
Yes.
To the Pacific Science Center.
Yes.
You are the lamest mother ever I know. For two. It wouldn't matter if it's 100 tickets. It's just. You've got to be kidding.
You fathom when you step out of a party bus, speaking from personal experience, you get just better looking.
Oh.
Women want to talk
right.
to you.
You are better looking.
You could have taken the party bus to the Pacific Science Center.
They might let your ass in free.
I was given that option as well after I made that trade.
Right.
So, yes.
Yeah, we'll just drop you off here.
Can you believe that?
Did you honestly not know what it was?
I did not know what it was.
But you fathomed, they must have said, hey, it's for a party bus.
Everyone's chanting your
they
name.
They did say it was for Lions Pride party bus, and no Lions Pride, and they're great people.
Then what did you think it was if they said that? They're not speaking in code. That's what the hell they meant it was. If they said that's what it was, that's what they meant it was.
Ryan Castle is flying down the hallway.
Oh, Castle gave it away.
I think it's important to point one thing out. Tickets to the Pacific Science Center,
here we go.
$32.
Doesn't matter.
Which is a hell of a deal. So, this is a great place to go.
And surprisingly, they do not sell out. You can go whenever you want.
Yes.
I got something in the office. It's two
actually,
for five.
And it's actually
10.
Worth going to. But
no,
it's not a $1,000 goddamn party bus with a stripper pole in it.
Yeah.
We could have had strippers on said pole.
I suppose that could have happened.
Miles told me this morning that you won, and I was excited. And you know what you did? You did exactly what I figured your ass would do. You let me down.
We could have invited Bill Nye, and he could explain to you the physics of friction and how she held herself up so high on the pole with just her thighs.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds
intriguing. So when are you going to the Pacific Science Center?
I haven't decided yet.
I think you should invite all of us. I feel like you owe it to us.
You better at least go to the laser show and still party.
Well, of course.
Of course.
I do love a great lady.
I cannot believe that. I cannot believe the best prize that any of us in here. I know. We might not even have time for Ted versus the FCC. I don't care. This is more important.
Really?
This is more important. It really is.
Okay.
Because it was $1,000 party bus.
It's a great prize. And hearing about it today, I can tell you that I was very fortunate to have had my ticket pulled.
You're stupid. Mike Hawk, you were hammered and you were there.
Yes.
Did you know what the prize was?
I did.
how could he not have known? As drunk as you were, you knew what the prize was.
He was dancing with the tequila bottle, and he knew what it was.
I was sitting there cheering everybody that won their prizes. So I was sitting there. I was
back at the bar, engaged in other conversations, enjoying whiskey.
Hey, everyone, you know how boring I am.
Did Vicky try to do a quick switch on this and pull the wool over your eyes, or was she completely honest when you said yes? Did she look at you like you were the dumbest human
ever? Was she laughing like the Joker? Would you like the train?
Right. Now, she did say this morning when I saw her when I came in this morning.
Thanks.
She was actually joking about that and didn't think that I would actually agree to it.
Exactly.
But nobody would.
Right.
Nobody would.
Yeah.
If anyone says that to you, they say it as a joke.
Look, am I not a giver? Mm-hmm. Have I not
given? No, you're an idiot.
But you're not dumb.
No, I'm not dumb.
Are you sure?
At the end of the day,
how can you say that?
It is fine. All right. It really is. I am okay. I don't have any
friends to party with.
Concerns. I don't have any
friends to party with.
Have you ever been on a party bus?
Sure.
When?
In Chicago.
Okay.
That's not where I'm from.
For you driving it?
Wow.
No.
Okay. Uh-oh, man. Now we've got Brian Thorpe walking down the hallway, and he is coming in here. And Brian,
you should be discussing
this. He is promotions director for the Benson Radio Network.
Four more passes so he can bring four more guests.
Oh, he's going to just ask for something.
Oh,
he's going to
just ask for him. Brian just came in and just gave him to him. Now you can have six friends.
This day keeps getting better.
It's actually $1,000, Jason.
Yes. $1,000 worth of Science Center admission.
Don't worry about Ted versus the FCC, people. Coming up in just a couple of episodes, we're going to play for you every single miss from Ted versus the FCC on our end of year spectacle.
Next time you see Vicky, you tell her you respect her hustle.
Yeah, seriously. That was unbelievable. Thank you, VD. Thank you, Jason.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
For being the idiot.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that party bus.
Enjoy the Science Center.
Okay.
Bad jokes coming up with a drunken charge. People are being cruel.
Complete idiot.
To the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
I'm disappointed with you.
Send the bad jokes on Twitter at men's room live.
You should be shaming this S-bag.
I'm just reading the stuff that comes in.
Call in the bad jokes at 844-999. Ola, say hello to the bad joke in here joining us now in the studio.
Charlie, bad jokes up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Bad joke time, 844-999-OLA. We start the bad jokes with one from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. It is, in fact, a holiday joke.
All right. Perfect timing.
Why did Rudolph receive a bad report card?
I don't know. Why did Rudolph receive a bad report card?
Because he went down in history.
All right. I can take that.
How do you turn a fox into an elephant?
How do you turn a fox into an elephant?
You marry it. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So do you guys know what the three stages of married sex are?
The three stages of married sex? No, tell us.
You got honeymoon sex. That's when you do it anywhere, anytime. It's all good. You got bedroom sex. It's when you wait till the kids go to bed and you get settled in and stuff. You got hallway sex. That's when you walk by each other and you go, F you.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, bitch, holas.
Hola.
Hey, two goldfish are in a tank. One turns to the other and says, you know how to drive this thing?
From the emails, why should you not find a dinosaur?
Why
should you not get into a fight with a dinosaur? Because you're going to get your ass kicked.
Your ass kicked.
Quick joke here. Did you hear the one the guy says, I've got the most ridiculous, worst joke you've ever heard? Did you hear the one about the guy that traded a party bus pass for a Science Center pass?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Hello, yo. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
Frostbite.
Not so bad.
What has a brain can walk but can't make proper decisions?
What has a brain can walk but can't make proper decisions?
Hint, he was just in your studio.
That's funny. We have one more. Bad joke. BD gave away his party bus voucher.
And one more. And one more.
All right.
And this comes in the form of an email. Hey, we're cooler than you think. We drink and do other dumb stuff, too. If you all need any more passes, just let me know. That from Tyler, Corporate Relations Officer, Pacific Simon.
All right. Robin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Austin Heroes! And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, sailor. Mastakino! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, Steve. Today we toast a 24-year-old man from Honolulu, Hawaii. He was arrested for assault earlier this week. The thing is, he got into a fight with a guy at a bar and then threatened him with some kind of weapon. We don't know what the weapon is. But then, of course, he wasn't done yet. So now he threatened several other people as well. Police did arrest him the next morning, facing charges for second-degree assault and making terroristic threats. Turns out he was also arrested 2 weeks ago for harassment, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. I think we all get a sense of who and how this guy is. But the reason we're toasting him is simply this. And I feel like sometimes parents, you have to take responsibility for what you've done. His name, and I'm not making this up, is Super Bowl Echarize. His first name is Super Bowl. Actually, his first name is Super, middle name Bowl, last name Akarai. So, yes, Super Bowl was arrested for assault earlier this week in Honolulu, Hawaii. Why would you name your kid that? This is all we had the woman who named her kid A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever the hell it was. This, I think, is worse than that.
That's horrible.
It is. That's just me. And then,
because everybody's going to say, is why didn't you run the ball your entire life?
So we pour this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola! Let's get a contestant online for a little profile. This will take color 9 at 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.